Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, I love chatting about the shows, the plays, the productions with Stratford Festival, but we get to this time, we're now, you know, mid to late September, we have to talk about shows closing.
Yes, it's time to say goodbye to some. It's so sad.
Oh my gosh.
And even some that feel like they only just opened.
Yeah, exactly. What would you like to spotlight here?
Well, I think we should talk about The Diviners.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so folks have been enjoying this production.
Oh, it's such a beautiful play. Of course, it was a Stratford commission, so it's brand new. No one's seen it before. And it's an adaptation of that incredible Margaret Lawrence novel that so many people have read and was really a bit infamous because of being banned from schools and certain schools and whatnot when it came out. So this is new work by Bryn Teeson and Yvette Nolan. It is absolutely exquisite. The number of people who stop by the house manager's office or who make a point of calling to leave their comments about this play, it's truly remarkable. People are absolutely loving it. Irene Poole is in the central role of Morag. It's really worth seeing. And you only have a small handful of times left. Very few performances, so please get out there and see it before it ends on October the 2nd.
Okay, that's coming up fast. Again, The Diviners wraps up October 2nd, and we have more shows wrapping up their successful runs.
Yeah, The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, which is, you know, a bizarre idea for a show, a metaphor, of course, with a commanding, incredible central performance by Lucy Peacock. That is ending on September 29th, so that is right around the corner. But there are still, you still have a few performances left, although that date is September 29th is approaching.
Yeah.
There's still maybe six or seven performances left of it.
There you go. And again, The Goat is a world-renowned play, and certainly people have been spotlighting Lucy Peacock's performance in this.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Rick Roberts also fantastic. In fact, the whole cast, it's a really fabulous show. A lot of international critics have made a point of coming here to see it, and it does not disappoint. As I said, bizarre topic, but so make sure you know what you're going into, but it's incredibly well done.
Okay, fair enough. It's this bittersweet time of talking about shows closing.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
What else
and
we have?
Hope, another new play that has been so well received. It's written by Andrea Scott. She was working for the festival when we did Long Day's Journey into Night a few years ago, and she thought, why don't I try and write this sort of a play about my family, a Jamaican-Canadian family? So this one is set in Little Jamaica, in Toronto, and it's very moving. I'm going to like many of these plays, I'm going to make sure I catch them again before they close.
And when does that one close?
That's September 28th. Very, very soon. Again, there's probably six or seven performances left to catch a bit.
And we should remind folks, as you mentioned, you know, with some of these shows, only just a small handful, maybe half a dozen shows available. But don't think, they're sold out. There could be some tickets left for these shows.
Well, absolutely. You just go to the website. You'll probably find what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, anything else, Ann?
Yes, two other shows at the Tom Patterson are getting ready to close, and they are doozies as well. Hedda Gabler is ending on September 28th, a beautiful central performance by Sarah Topham there. So wonderful to have her back at the theater. It's also featuring Brad Hodder, Tom McCamus, Gordon Miller, Joella Crichton. It's a really wonderful show. We haven't done Hedda very often in Stratford. I think maybe only once before.
Yeah.
So it's an important play by Henrik Ibsen. Get out and see that one before it closes in, just a handful of days, September 28th. I think there's only four performances left. And then also Cymbeline, which has been so popular this year. It's one of those rarely produced Shakespeares. Lucy Peacock again in in the role of Cymbeline, and Allison Edwards' crew as Inogen, the other lead character. This is a beautiful Cymbeline, directed by Esther Jun. I urge you to get out. If you haven't seen it, you don't get a chance to see this one very often.
Exactly.
And only 4 performances left.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. So it's The Diviners, Go to also Get That Hope, Hedda Gabler, and Cymbeline wrapping up very soon. But still some tickets available. Go to the website, StraffordFestival.ca, and get in on tickets. And we should mention, too, Anne, with shows that have opened late in the season, like A Salesman in China, won't be on stage very long.
No, and you know, Salesman and The Diviners open to, you know, just a couple of days apart, but The Diviners is ending quickly, so please do get out to see that one. You won't regret it. And we do have until the end of October to see Salesman in China and London Assurance, which opened at the same time. And then, of course, Something Rotten and La Cage aux Folles have been extended to the middle of November. And the Shakespeare's, I got to get out and see some more shows. I see them very early in the season, and then I try to dip in at other times. But as these final performances get near, I feel the urge to go see them again. The shows they're all so wonderful, and gosh, we hold all these performances of these actors as treasures in our memory. So I really do urge you to get out and see these shows before they're gone, or you're going to be hearing people talk about them and you'll have missed them.
Yes, exactly. There is that too. Oh, I wish I would have gotten out to see this, or I wish I would have gotten out to see that. Exactly.
Well, it is sad to see them coming to an end, but the weather is still beautiful and warm.
There you go. So get tickets. StraffordFestival.ca is the website, you bet. Anne Swertfeger with all the details. Thank you so much, Anne. Great chatting.
It's good to talk to you, Jamie.